Hello, beautiful. Today, I want to invite you to join me into a powerful practice that is going to help you to connect with your body in such a profound and different way. So what you're actually going to need are obviously yourself and your body, and you want to have a notebook and a little hand mirror, especially something that you can put down and you don't have to hold into place, it can just stay into place. You also will need a private environment, and make it comfortable, make it beautiful, just so that you feel like the goddess that you truly are. Okay, are you ready? Let's get into our private, comfortable, beautiful space and get started. So now that you are in your safe space, I want you to undress. You can just get undressed from the top down or fully naked, whichever one is more comfortable for you. And then I want you to get in a comfortable seated position where you can prop yourself with some pillows if that's good, and just kind of grab your hand mirror and have it positioned in such a way that you're going to place it in front of you as you are sitting down so you can have a full view of your genitals. So take a second to do that, and then make sure too that you have your notebook right there so that you can write down things that come up for you as you are doing this practice. All right, now that you are all set up, take a few deep breaths. Make sure you come into your body. If you feel a little bit nervous, just breathe. Allow your breath to move deeper until you reach all the way down into your belly. And if that helps, place a hand on your heart and place the other hand on your lower belly, on your womb. And feel these two poles being activated as you are breathing in and breathing out. And with each exhale, allow any fears, any judgments to just disappear with the breath. And taking one last breath in, full inhale and full exhale, until you start placing your attention on the mirror, where you have this yoni staring at you, your genitals staring at you right now, your pussy, whatever word you like to call your genitals, your vulva, and just take a minute to simply breathe and observe. And see if you can bring your breath a little bit deeper and breathe with and through your pussy, and watch the movements. What's happening as you are taking a few deep breaths all the way down to your sex? And notice as you are putting more attention and breathing, maybe your labias are starting to move, to unfold, to open a little bit. Maybe the colorations of your lips is starting to change, shifting from a light pink to a darker pink. Pay attention. Notice the introitus, the entrance of your vagina. Notice if it's starting to open as you are placing your attention and your love on your genitals. Keep with this breathing and put a smile on your face and place so much love in your gaze as you are really staring and looking at yourself here in the mirror. Have so much love. Look at yourself the same way you would look at a beautiful little puppy here, and just like
place that love here. See if you can even go as far as telling your yoni that she is beautiful. Say it out loud. You are beautiful. And see what comes up as you are sending so much love and appreciating its beauty. Is the little voice in your head finding things that are not beautiful? Are you trying to get in your own way? If so, turn it off. Just observe. You are watching the most beautiful movie. And you are the star of this movie right now. Your pussy is the star. And then grab your hand and do a few little like pussy petting right now. Like appreciating it and just feeling like, thank you for being here. Thank you for the pleasure. I love you. And then just like we started earlier, place one hand on your sex, one hand on your heart, and just taking a few deep breaths again here, anchoring the experience. And when you are ready, grab your notebook and write down what you saw, how you felt. Write down a letter to your pussy, dear pussy, and just share this experience in your personal diary. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are worthy. You are enough.